This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Hello.
Hello, people.
A big thank you to David and Sue.
Yeah, well, who are they again?
For driving us home.
For holding a Tupperware party.
Yes, they're out there holding a Tupperware party now.
There's nothing like coming home to a warm reception, is there?
Have you got your little bag?
It's been ages since I've...
gone to a Tupperware?
No, since, you know when you walk into a room and there's just like...
There's food.
There's food.
And alcohol.
There's chicken sandwiches. No, there's just, a warm welcome.
There is. That's right.
You know, generally when we come in, it's very cold.
Before we continue, though, we have to say hello.
To? Oh, the crowd.
Not the crowd.
There's no point saying hello to them because they can't hear.
Oh, well, but they wanted us to say hello to them.
Yeah, hello, hi.
Hi. To Ian and Tass.
Just wave like the Queen.
We've said hello.
Hi.
They've got their back to us now.
Yeah, now they're focused on the cake. We have a live... we should have a live studio audience. Are you up for that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
What, are you going to just do it now, impromptu?
No.
You're going to bring them all in.
It's something we need to maybe plan for.
Okay.
Well, we could have a few chairs in the studio.
How many? You can only fit about five.
But they must sign an agreement to laugh.
Oh, is that the only prerequisite?
And clothing optional.
And not fart.
No tooting.
No fluffing in the studio.
Oh, no.
None of those.
They have to hold on to their balloon knot. Dear.
Keep it tight.
Speaking of balloon knots, did you watch Sunrise?
What do you mean?
Do you know?
No, I can't watch it.
I like torturing yourself. For some reason, I don't know why, I didn't have any brand loyalty beforehand, but somehow...
Wasn't it Sunshine?
I can't do the other one.
Today.
I don't even... Oh, today. I don't even know what it's called.
Carl's show.
Yeah, no, I can't do Carl.
No?
It's not Carl. I can't do the chick that sits next to him.
Lisa.
Oh, yeah, her. Is that Gibbons? No. Who's Lisa Gibbons?
She's on E.T. Entertainment Tonight.
That's a monkey, isn't it?
It is a monkey.
Anyway, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? They had three young men on the show this week.
They did. And I didn't see them on Sunrise. I saw them on something else.
Did they win Italy's You've Got Talent?
Oh, did they? Is that how they became
X
famous?
X Factor or something? Anyway, they're called Il Volo. And
the fly,
Il Volo, and but they were presenting them as they said this is the new Jonas Brothers.
So they're doing the whole marketing spiel.
Yeah, but they didn't
work.
Well, you know, when their backing track was a Hammond organ. Do you know what I mean?
Didn't they do anything off the cuff, a cappella?
No, they didn't. It was very lounge room, you know, at your Auntie Beth's house.
1977.
Yeah, you know, with the Hammond organ. You know when you go and your uncle whips out his Hammond organ?
Yes.
And everyone's got to have a go?
You belt out a tune.
Yeah. It was very, you know, it had like the disco...
Around the pianola.
The pre-recorded disco loop.
Oh.
That kind of thing. They were singing, you know...
Oh, Sole Mio.
Yes, but...
Oh, that one?
Can you hear the organ?
Yes.
It's like a Casio. Oh, dear.
Oh, which one's that one?
I think it's the fat one.
He's got good lungs.
He's got terrific lungs. But I did think they sort of did look like the Jonas Brothers.
They have a touch.
But they're kind of like the Jonas Brothers uncut.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you are one for comic timing, Frank.
Sorry. I didn't know you were going to do that.
I know. I sprung it on you. The mere mention of uncut sends you into a frenzy.
It does. I went into a tiz.
You know, sometimes when celebrities have too much money and they go and buy stupid things.
Actor Rowan Atkinson has been taken to hospital after a crash in a Formula One supercar.
Dear God.
He has a reputation for driving in a straight line with no incidents at all.
Yeah, I don't know about that. News reports said
it spun around several times, ran into a tree.
A really gigantic bush looks great.
No, Benny, a tree, not a bush.
And you can go exploring in it.
The Two Fat Lattes. You'll find them playing in Mr. Bean's bush. Joy 94.9.
20 minutes past 7.
Did we talk about the bush last week?
We did talk about the bush
tree.
Last.
Because, what's his name? Mr. Bean.
Yes, he had an accident.
Yeah, he ran into a tree in his million-dollar car.
I said million, but I thought that may have been incorrect.
No, I think it was a million. Yeah.
There you go. I was right.
Yes. But he's insured with Yui. he only pays for it when he drives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when it's in the garage.
And then, bizarrely, I saw him on Top Gear.
Oh, did you?
Yes, and I thought, oh.
Oh, do you reckon that was a promo thing?
No, I thought it might have been an old one. I don't know if it coincided.
You know me. I have an eye for gimmick.
Deceit.
I do have an eye for deceit. I always notice people's bottoms when they get off their chair.
What do you mean?
An eye for deceit.
Oh. Oh, my God. Do that really need that bubble? Did you do your census this week?
I did. Wasn't that a fabulous experience?
Well, it was much quicker online, can I tell you?
I know. A couple of minutes did it take?
It was over.
I know, but it was like
it was
having,
brilliant.
It was like having sex.
Because the...
It was over in 3 minutes.
The moment you touch one question or you tag
it just...
The other one shut down.
It just blotted out what you didn't need to
That's
know.
That's right, you didn't need to read it.
Oh, it was fabulate.
It was good.
It was fabulate.
I did enjoy that, actually. And apparently the Herald Sun's running their own alternative census.
Are they?
Yes.
What's that about?
So apparently 2/3 of people are unhappy with their weight and 31% are fatter compared with the same time last year.
Isn't that the truth, girlfriends?
Apparently they also like Italian and Australian food.
Oh, that's no.
Why are they doing this kind
really?
Of census? If you tried to diet,
well, that can't be the gays.
No, that's right.
Because Italian food's carb.
Well, they don't read the Herald Sun.
The rainbows are carb phobic,
and they read a lot.
I think our Les friends love a little bit of carb.
Do they?
It looks like it. Yeah, go on, continue.
I was going to say part of the alternative census was asking them about their diet. So if you tried to diet last year, apparently you were more likely to take a sickie off work. Did you know that?
If you dieted.
How did they correlate those two
sick.
Things? Well, if you're dieting, how would you get ill?
Well,
by having a cold.
The thing is, if everyone had an RDO, they wouldn't be taking sickies.
I agree.
Do you? I
absolutely agree
I am
with you.
So into that right now.
Some say it was history in the making last week.
The winner of Australia's Got Talent is...
Very entertaining.
Jack Minton!
He's 14 and he's already got a record deal. He's even had his teeth done.
We always hoped that we'd find gifted people.
So Frank and Benny, what do you think?
We just burst into spontaneous dance.
We do.
That Not one. While that's playing, sweetheart.
Whoa, yeah. The Two Fat Lattes. Not really supporting Australian talent. Oh, and we think Jack might be one of us.
Yes, I am.
Told you so. Oh. Joy 94.9.
Yeah. They can have him back.
Can they?
What's with those teeth? Anybody?
They were quite large.
Very
large.
And white.
I got a touch of the Donny Osmonds.
You know, I was always very scared of the Milky Bar kid.
Oh, what, did he have large white teeth? Or was that just all the chocolate?
Anything pale and, what's the word, pasty, just did not, just does, you know, I'm one for tan.
Are you?
Oh, yes. I'm tan, yeah. I love a raisin.
I don't know where you're going with this one.
Oh, I like things that are dried in the sun.
That's true.
So anyone
you like a sun-dried tomato. That's why you're from Perth.
I love sun-dried olives, tomatoes, anything pasty and white, like
doesn't work for
no.
you.
It's okay.
I can understand that.
But anyway, what was that kid's name? Jack.
No, is it Jack? Yeah, Vigen. Vigen. I lived on Vigen's Road.
No need for those kind of
he might have
insults. I never saw the show.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
I just saw him on Sunshine, and he was like, they love, you know, because they were just banging on about
yeah, a lot of people watched that show.
Yeah, they
3 million
did.
People. Have I got information there? So
there is something here about it. Alternative
it's
census.
Not like us to just talk about something that
it's
we don't
like
know.
It's not like us to be prepared. Australia's Got Talent.
Was watched by an audience of 2.8 million, Benny.
Is that good?
Apparently. It is quite, it is, yes. That's, considering that MasterChef got 2.2 or something.
Only 2 million people out of Australia watch TV that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty good.
Isn't it like 10% of the population?
He won $250,000 from it.
Did he?
And a record deal with Sony.
Oh, how many Milky Bars can you buy with that?
Quite a few. And what's this tune?
I bet he's going to do one of those rice bubble commercials now.
Do you reckon he's...
He looks like someone that would do... He's going to be selling Rice Krispies
or
Calrose rice or something. He's got,
I think you're right.
He has got cereal and fibre written all over him. He's going to sell us healthy bowels. Don't you... Can't you see it?
I can because it's those big white teeth that do
yes.
it.
Yeah. Yes.
Or he could do a toothpaste ad. One or the other.
Yes.
And he's got an album coming out on August 19th.
Oh, does he have to?
All cover songs about his journey.
Through life.
Just journey.
The 2 minute journey.
Because what, he's 14, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not old.
Yeah.
He'll be writing his autobiography soon. He's going to plan to spend the money on an overseas trip to the Bahamas. Or was that just to invest money?
When mum lets him. The Bahamas. What? Someone that white should not go near Sunshine.
Yeah, he'll burn.
He's going to come back pink. Isn't he?
Like
imagine him on the A380 just glowing in the dark.
Yeah, he would. Come back like a crustacean. He wants to be the next Johnny Farnham, not Justin
okay,
Bieber.
Okay, let's change subjects
well,
now.
Well, I was just giving you a bit of info.
That was good. How did we
that was the last bit of info, by the way.
I didn't know we had it in us. Outside the studio at the moment.
What, are people waving
David
at
you? And Sue are holding a Tupperware party. There was a lot of action going on and we saw people scrounging around, like doing funny things with their hands.
They were.
Lots of noise. Anyway, we've just been told that they're doing like games.
Yes.
And they win a prize and stuff. And one of the games was they had to pretend to be a chicken and...
Clark Cock.
Ian came into the studio today. He's a long-time listener of the Lattes.
Yes.
He's apparently in love with us. And he wanted to come and sit in the studio. So he was telling us about how they had to pretend to be chickens. So he came in here and I gave him a little lesson on chickens and their clackers.
Really? Well, so yeah. What was the lesson?
I was just saying, did you know that eggs, sometimes chickens, if you stress them, they can get eggs stuck in their clacker. No, it is actually the word clacker is the word for the opening at the end of the chicken.
That's great. Thanks.
And did you know that in their clacker, and this is the reason why you have to be careful of eggs and salmonella, right?
Why?
Because the clacker is an opening that encompasses both genitalia and the anus. So both holes are in one, in kind of an envelope.
Great.
So what happens? So the egg.
Why do you know this?
Well, see, the egg comes out the same time as the, you know,
the other stuff.
Yeah, the other stuff.
Right.
So brown and white mixed together.
Nice.
So that's why you should be very careful sometimes because, you know, you can't help but get what? Shavings on your eggs.
It's 8 o'clock.
How do I know everything about the back end of a chicken?
Yes, I'd like to know that too.
Here's some good news.
Madame Tussauds is coming to Australia with an attraction opening in Sydney.
And you won't believe who's getting waxed. Alf from Home and Away.
Stone the flaming crows.
He'll be joining people like Hugh Jackman, Nicole Kidman and plenty more. Even Frank's getting in on the waxing thing, but not like Alf.
You know I'm going to have a visual now.
Oh, is that not good?
You're all pink down there.
If I'd seen it coming, I might have been able to stop it.
The Two Fat Lattes, still waiting to be immortalised.
This takes the cake.
It could be a while.
I said that's enough.
Joy 94.9.
I have the worst indigestion right now. Oh, dear. Well, you know, one day we may appear in wax.
Really? You reckon Madame Tussauds would get a hold of us?
Yeah, no one will know who we are.
That's right.
But I hope they've got a lot of wax.
They won't need a lot of wax.
No.
I just like a little wick on the top so they could burn me.
You have a little wick.
On the top.
Yes, a little wick. We have to say a big hello to Clinton, who is docking. He said, now after 5 weeks overseas, he said no, there was no Frank or Benny in Fiji.
Oh, poor
Don't
Clinton.
Don't we reach across?
Now, Clinton, you spotted on the street, didn't you?
Clinton was walking down the street and I spotted him and I said I was calling out
you,
to him.
Benny was calling out in a public street where there's people around. Clinton, but can you think of every variation to the word Clinton? And Benny was calling it. So think of people's anatomy, female anatomy.
I'll stop it. It rhymes with wit.
I think you scared a few women back into their apartments. But Clinton didn't hear us.
No, he didn't. He was. I think he had shopping in his hands.
Was that the focus?
And I could sense that he was salivating. So he must have had a packet of chips just waiting to be bopped. Can I do a couple of messages before we...
Of course.
Just let's get those out the way.
Sure.
You boys are a laugh a minute. Love your lesbian follower.
Oh, she doesn't give her name.
We've got a leso stalker. I wonder where she's from. She gave us 3 big kisses too.
Well, that's all right. Oh. Lesos can kiss.
They can. They're very good, actually.
Have you had a leso kiss you?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
Let me just tell you.
You need to tell me more, Benny.
Very moist.
Okay.
For some reason, okay. Let me just, hi, mate.
Again, you're editing yourself, so it mustn't be very good.
What?
You just edited
no,
yourself.
No, it is.
Oh, okay.
No, I was going to say there is a... No, but then I get myself in trouble and everyone's going to start running and go...
Okay, don't.
And they're going to go, yes, men can kiss. Because I was going to say, you know, like there's some shocking examples of male kissing out there.
Oh, really?
They just don't know.
Have you knocked teeth together? Is it like 2 rams hitting against each other?
Let's just say, have you ever put your mouth on a lamb shank and felt the passion? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or a pack of tripe. It's like, hello, you're not... Can we have some... Can we breathe?
Oh, dear. So that's bad. That's not good.
Just don't know. And what is with gay men that don't drive?
Is there a lot?
Oh, they're all on my Facebook. No, they're all... Have you noticed that?
No, most of the ones that I've met drive.
I'm meeting all the non-drive... I'm meeting taxis. I'm meeting public transport.
What are you putting out there?
The wrong thing. I'm meeting walkers.
Walkers, that's good. Healthy.
Walkers and no stalkers.
You want to stalk?
And non-talkers.
Oh.
No talk, no stalk.
Do you get all 3 together?
No. Actually, yes, I'm upsizing. I'm getting combo.
You're getting combo. That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to shake that
so
out.
So I've told you before, along with the no text messaging.
Yeah.
You've had a little bit of luck with the text messaging scenario.
Text
you
message.
You meet people that actually like to have telephone conversations.
Yes.
See, I get the fear of telecommunications.
That's not good.
No. Well, I should actually take a hint.
We're launching
I need to watch
into
that,
your...
that movie, He's Just Not Into You.
Oh, I haven't seen that either.
Because I think when they are into you, they answer the phone. And they talk and they learn to drive.
It is the Homo Helpline,
Benny. It is
Homo
Helpline.
Are you ready? Can we put on our gloves?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Gloves. Yeah. Oh,
sorry, that
Frank,
came out.
Oh, it was a tight fit, but
it was.
Control it.
Sorry.
Oh, what's going to happen to me?
That's unfortunate.
I did go to Taco Bell's earlier tonight. Holy guacamole. Let me just say. Okay.
All right, Spenny, launch into the first one.
Hello, Lattes. I'm a single man on the lookout for love. Need help as there is much crap out there.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Did I write this? No. Is there hope for a nearly 40-ish poof in the southern suburbs? And that comes from Mark.
Of course, Mark, you've got to have hope. You've got to have hope, Benny.
No, there isn't.
You're going to be a bit more positive for our listeners.
No, there isn't.
Oh, don't.
There is no hope.
Don't give him a reality pill.
Look, if I said yes, that would be the end of the show and we could just walk out.
Really?
So I'm going to be the devil's advocate.
And say no.
I'm going to say no. Look, you know what? It's not a geographical location.
Oh, no. He was just saying that's where he's located.
Well, he said, I'm nearly 40 in the southern suburbs.
Are you suggesting that he needs to move closer?
To 20? See, Mark, I think it's, you know, one problem number one is he's focused on the numbers.
Yes.
And you and I both know, Mark, well, I hope Mark knows, well, he's going to know in a second, that I'm going to put my David Attenborough hat and shirt on and the moleskins.
Is there wildebeest?
Oh, we're going to talk about the animal that is gay man.
Okay. We've gone down this road before.
There's homo sapiens.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a double barrel one.
Yes. Capital H, capital O, capital M, capital O, homo sapiens. Homo sapiens. Shallow as all get out.
No.
Yes. It's not about your geographical location. It's about what you're packing.
Serious?
Yep.
So you can't put a big, you know, sock down his front and...
Oh, no, I didn't mean...
Oh.
I didn't mean...
Well, I thought that's what you meant.
I didn't mean the old Jennies.
No. What did you mean?
Well, let's be honest. There is genealogy. We will discuss.
Yes.
There is what you're packing.
That's a requirement.
But it's more about... It's there, I believe.
Yeah.
Everyone else tells me it's not true. Everyone, if I'm led to believe, if I listen to all you bastards, I'm led to believe that gay men are out there looking for someone with a fabulous personality. And right. I'm here to tell you that's not true.
Okay.
Maybe I don't have one. But I'm here to tell you that that's not true. It's all about your appearance.
Okay.
Have the messages started rolling?
No messages.
Okay, so we're still on okay ground. It's about presentation.
Okay.
It's about commodity.
Okay.
Right? It's about gay economics.
We've talked about this before.
We have. I'm going to talk about it again because the message isn't out there yet.
All right.
So let's talk about the economics. We're in a you and I, Mark.
We're in a GFC.
HFC. What's a homo financial crisis? I'm in a HSC.
What's that?
A homosexual sexual crisis.
Okay.
We're in tough times. The share market's going down. The gay market's going down too.
Really?
Well, unless you are a product that earns a lot of interest.
Right.
If you can spark people's interest, you're going to weather the storm.
People are
going to
buy.
Yep. So you need to, well, number one, you've got to be out there.
That's a bit sad, you know.
Why is it a bit sad?
It's just a bit sad.
It's just pure, it's survival of the fittest. Even though we don't...
I cannot believe that the entire homosexual pool in Melbourne is like that.
Don't bring lesbos into this. They're actually quite clever. I mean, you know, they're dealing with a different pack of cards.
Okay.
And they're playing...
Yeah. I'm not that cynical.
They're not playing poker.
Yeah.
They're playing briskola.
Okay.
And sometimes what happens is... You present yourself as, let's say you're in a bar and you're like the bottle on the shelf.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful. You've got to be accessible. You've got to be something that people want to drink. Do you know what I mean? So you've got to be, you know, you've got to know when it's your beer market, when it's your champagne market, when it's your shandy market.
Your decider.
When it's, you know, when it's your spirits, you know, your cocktail, you know. But you've got to be careful not to be too, people have got to see, you can't be at the back of the shelf. Because what will happen is, if you get pushed to the back of the shelf, you hit your use-by date. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And then you end up like me. You end up like a bit of a cognac that no one really knows what to do with.
But you're a good drop.
Oh, it's a good drop, but no one knows what to do with it. Do you know what I mean? It's a very select few that can enjoy a good cognac and swallow.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media, voiceovers and audio production, and broadcast every Friday night from 7 to 9 on Melbourne's Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
We'll be back again soon. In the meantime, check out the website, www.twofatlattes.com. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.